think that they'll be banned? At some point, they'll be banned.
Well, e-cigarettes.
No, ordinary cigarettes.
Completely. No, because America tried that with liquor, didn't it, in the 1920s? And it just stimulated it.
But they don't seem to be stopping young people starting, do they?
No.
All this legislation, they're not, you know, I'm talking about really young ones, 13, 14. They're still smoking.
Yeah.
But I think fewer and fewer.
I don't
know.
No, it's actually increasing.
Do you think so?
Well, I heard some statistics that to say that I think for young girls, you know, sort of teenagers and early 20s, it's actually increasing. The number of young women who smoke is increasing. I don't know if anybody else has heard that.
Banned them for people under a certain age, but if you were old, you'd have to get them on prescription.
And have a medical before and after. Yes. Yeah.
One observation. I don't know what other people think, that because of there being so much sort of restriction in where people can actually smoke now, I seem to find that whether it's more that you're sort of used to the sort of smoke-free areas, but I find when I go into town now that the city centre just stinks of smoke. I just find it terrible that you walk, because I think people are having to smoke outside more now, so that, you know, you'll find that they'll take every opportunity. So people that are smoking are all sort of smoking all the time when they're around town, and you're following people and you just keep getting these great clouds of smoke, and I'm all sort of having to hold my breath off, thinking I'll slow down and wait to get out of range. I just seem to find that the whole of Leeds just seems to smell of smoke now in the city centre. I don't know if is it just me that's more sensitive to this?
You're right, particularly in bus shelters.
What's so sad is, though, we saw a young couple at Lollerton the other day, and both of them were stood outside the car, busy smoking, and then went inside the car and got out a baby. So the baby would have got the full force of secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
So that poor baby would have started with basically with smoke in its lungs.
Yeah,
yeah, but that was me 78 years ago. You know, I don't know what the answer to that is. No, it's...
Education, that's the thing.
Yes.
It's really to make.
Yes, I think so.
I mean, there's still a bit like climate change. There are sort of cancer deniers or smoking and cancer deniers,
yes,
aren't there?
Yeah. I think the bus shelter sort of culture will not appeal. Once people get to work, young people, I think, having to join in with just the smokers outside in a bus shelter on a cold day, might well be put off.
Well, I think the bus shelter in the Corn Exchange has a no-smoking thing. I'm almost sure it has.
By a bus shelter, I mean.
Oh, you mean
places have actually bought bus shelters.
Yeah.
There's one at the back of Morrison's, where people congregate to smoke.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, certainly at work for me, I think it's a bit of a cheek, because there is this bus shelter type thing. It's open at both ends, which is a bit like a greenhouse, and it's quite big.
And visible. You can see.
Yeah, you can see it as you walk in, and there's always people in it, and it's a bit of a cheat that some people go 6 or 7 times a day, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, just until. Yeah.
I don't know why employers don't actually ask people when they take them on and say, you know, do you smoke?
You probably can't discriminate against smokers, you know, there'll be some...
Well, you're not discriminating against them on those grounds at all, are you? You're just finding out that they're...
How healthy they are.
I think they catch up with that.
Just before I retired, they appointed somebody to join our team who smoked.
Mm-hmm.
And we objected, the ones who were there. We did object.
Yeah.
Why didn't you consult us about this? You're right in your office. You foisted on us.
Yeah, because this was in an open plan.
Yeah. I'm trying to get some air conditioning, says the boss. Oh.